是新年的第二天。
This is the second day of the New Year.
所以我们在这组里头一同向大家说，新年好。
And so in Christ we want to say Happy New Year.
那我们今天是新年的第二天。
This is the second day of the New Year.
也是这个世纪的这个新的开始。
And it's also a new beginning.
我们相信主要供应我们新的恩典。
And we know the Lord will provide for us grace.
带领我们来走过这个前面的道路。
And he will lead us in this coming, this upcoming path.
当我在寻求，我们在这个应该交通一些什么信息的时候。
When I was thinking as to what I should share this morning,
主把这个提摩太后书放在我里面。
The Lord put 2 Timothy in my heart.
所以我准备，如果主许可的话，我准备用4次的时间来交通提摩太后书这4章。
So if the Lord is willing, I would like to use 4 sessions to share with you the 4 chapters of 2 Timothy.
我们知道这个提摩太后书是保罗写的这最后一封书信。
We know that 2 Timothy is the last letter Paul wrote.
他写的时候是在监狱里头写的。
When he wrote this, he was in prison.
他曾经第一次进过监狱。
First time in prison.
这个是他的第二次。
This is his second time in prison.
自从这以后，他就再没有从监狱里头出来过。
And from this point on, he never left the prison.
过了不久，就为了主寻道了。
And that.After not a long time, he was martyred.
所以我们看见他在写最后这封信的时候。
So we see that when he was writing this last letter,
他说这个是一个末后的日子。
He said this is the end days.
也是一个危险的日子。
And also a dangerous time.
当我们看待在电视上看见很多地方在庆祝这个新的千禧年的时候。
And when we see all the different places welcoming the new millennium,
很多地方都看见非常的喜乐，非常的兴奋。
Many places are very happy and excited.
当然，我们做基督徒的也觉得这是一个很重要的时刻。
And as Christians, we also see that this is a very important time.
但是我们跟世人所欢喜的不同。
But we rejoice not like the rest of the world.
我们知道，我们越是一年过一年的话，我们越是知道主回来日子越是近了。
We know that as 1 year passes and as another year passes, we are getting closer to the Lord's coming.
也知道在主回来日子以前，有一些不寻常的事情要发生。
And we also know that there will be some strange events happening before the Lord comes.
正是像马太福音24章主所预言的。
Just like what the Lord said in Matthew chapter 24.
所以这样的话，我们就知道这末后的日子是需要我们更多的在主的面前警醒的时候。
So we need to know that in the end times we have to be more alert.
我相信提摩太后书这卷书可以帮助我们在这个末后的日子怎么来预备等候主的再来。
And we think that 2 Timothy will teach us to know how to prepare and wait for the Lord's coming.
我们一同来读提摩太后书第一章。
Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们要读第一节到第14节。
From verse 1 to 14.
请问用英文给我们读一遍。那么看中文的弟兄姊妹，你们就按照这个章节看下来。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears.That I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Louis and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.Nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus, that good things which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
这第一章我想交通的重点就是真正的信心。
I want to share with you the genuine faith in chapter 1.
在第一节提到保罗是照着神的旨意。
In verse 1 it says, Paul is according to the will of God.
也照着在基督耶稣里的生命的应许来做使徒的。
And he is also an apostle according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus.
这个生命的应许可以说是这卷书里头最突出的提法。
The promise of life, you can say, is one of the main points in this book.
当在当时保罗觉得环境很困难的时候，
When Paul saw that the situation was very tough,
他自己在监狱里头不能够再为主工作。
While he was in prison, he can no longer serve the Lord.
周围这个反对的势力也很强。
And the opposition was also very strong.
所以他好像是不能够再往前了。
So he cannot go forward.
好像觉得他力量也不够了。
And he felt that his strength was not enough.
但是他守住一个最基本的一个神的应许。
But he held on to the promise of God.
就是一个生命的应许。
That is the promise of life.
他看到主现在所托付给他的。
He saw what the Lord has committed to him.
不是在叫他去建立多少教会。
It's not to raise up more churches.
再多做多少工作。
To not do more works.
而是把这个生命的应许就托付给他。
But to keep the promise of life.
他是照着这个生命的应许来做使徒的。
And according to the promise of life, he has become an apostle.
他就是在那个地方来宣告生命的应许。
And he is to preach the gospel, the promise of life.
来这个传这个福音。
To preach the gospel.
叫人能够接受神所赐给的这个生命。
To ask people to receive the life which God gives.
这就是传福音。
And this is preaching the gospel.
传福音什么呢？
To preach what?
就是传耶稣基督就是我们的生命。
That is to preach the Lord as our life.
所以在第九节里头提到。
So in verse 9 it says,
神为了成就他的应许。
God,
accomplish his,
to fulfill his promise.
他救了我们。
He saved us.
他用他的圣召来召了我们。
And called us with a holy calling.
为什么要救我们呢？
Why did he save us?
他是叫我们得生命。
Such that we may receive life.
为什么要用那个圣召来召我们呢？
Why did he call us with a holy calling?
是叫我们的生命更加的丰富。
Such that our life will be more abundant.
叫正像主耶稣所说的。
As the Lord said,
我来了是要叫人的生命并且得到更丰盛。
I come that you might have life and that you have life more abundantly.
而且看到这个生命的应许是神的旨意。
And we can all see that the promise of life is God's will.
我们能得到神的生命。
We can receive God's life.
就是因为神的旨意。
It's because of God's will.
神已经定规了要我们每一个人都因着他能够得到这个永远的生命。就是我们神已经
God has already decided that we receive His life.
叫我们可以得到他的生命。
That we may receive His life.
神也有恩典。
God also has grace.
要把生命白白的来赐给我们。
And He wants to give us His life freely.
所以我们看到这个生命的应许是对每一个愿意相信的人。
So we know that the promise of life is for everyone who believes.
不是靠你的行为
It's not by your works.
也不是对 少数人才可以得着
And it's not only restricted to a small number of people.
每一个人你愿意相信的话都可以得到这个生命
Whoever is willing to believe will receive this life.
在主耶稣没有来以前
Before the Lord came.
这个生命是一个应许
This life was a promise.
但是等到主耶稣来了以后
But after the Lord came,
这个应许就显明出来了
This promise was manifested.
主耶稣来到世上
The Lord came to this earth.
他来到人的当中
He came in the midst of man.
在他的身上把神的生命完全的显露出来
And from his life, he manifested the life of God.
他为我们降生
He came down.
而且是为我们死为我们复活
and also died for us and resurrected for us.
在这一节圣经里头说在第十页说他借着死废去这个死
and in verse 10 it says he abolished death through death
把这个不能坏的生命显明出来
and he revealed to us this immortal life
这个地方讲到不能坏的生命
this talks about aImmortal life.
在英文里头是一个是生命，他把这个生命和不能坏这两样东西都赐给我们。
In the English, it says he brought life and immortality.
这个生命就是说，这个、不能坏，这个生命就是说一个永远的生命。
This life is an eternal life.
是对我们的魂和我们的灵来说的。
And it's speaking of our soul and spirit.
这个不能坏，是说我们的肉体，身体。
And immortality speaks of our physical body.
所以神救我们是灵魂体，他全都拯救。
So when the Lord saves us, He saves our spirit, soul, and body.
所以保罗在这个地方特别着重提到这个生命的应许。
So here Paul talks about the promise of life.
虽然周围的环境可以改变。
Even though the situations or circumstances may change,
但是这个生命的应许是生命应许是不能动摇的。
But the promise of life cannot be moved.
所以这弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
你是不是知道这个生命的应许已经成就在我们自己的身上
Do you know the promise of life is already in you?
这个什么生命在不在你里头
Is God's life in you?
你是不是得着了
Have you obtained it?
不但你得着了
Not only have you obtained it,
而且你的生命在里头生命慢慢的长大慢慢的丰富了没有
Your life is growing more abundantly.
你是不是照着里面的生命来过每一天的日子
Are you living according to that life which is in you each day?
这是神的生命的应许要成就在每一个新的人身上
This is the promise of life which God wants to work in each one of us.
那么保罗在讲到生命应许以后
And afterwards, Paul says,
第二点他就讲到真正的信心
He talks about the genuine faith.
什么叫做怎样能成就这个生命的应许呢
How can we fulfill this promise of life?
是靠着真正的信心
It's according to a genuine faith.
信心就好像一只手一样的
A faith is like your hand.
你神要把这生命赐给你
God wants to give you this life.
你怎么能够得着呢
？How can you receive it？
那么你就这个手呢，就把神的恩典接受过来。
You reach out your hand and you take God's grace。
就是这个，就这么简单。
Is this simple？
刚才唱诗歌也说
，While we sing the hymns, it said，
我就不知道为什么简单的这么一相信，我就得着神所赐的生命。
I don't know how by such a simple faith I can receive the life of God。
这就是真正的信心
This is a genuine faith
信心就是把神要给我们的东西接受过来
Faith is receiving the gifts of God
那么弟兄姊妹你是不是会想到难道还有什么东西不是真正的信心吗
Brothers and sisters have you thought about what is not genuine faith
一般我们讲到信心的时候从来没有想到是一个假的信心
When you talk about faith we never think about a fake
但是保罗为什么在这个地方提出是一个真正的信心呢
But why does Paul raise the issue of a genuine faith
因为在世上有很多不是真正的信心
Because in this world there is a lot of ungenuine faith
所以我们在这里要看一看真正的信心是什么
So we have to see what is this genuine faith
我想真正的信心至少有三个点
I think the genuine faith can be broken up into three points
第一个 正生的信心必须有一个正确的对象。
A genuine faith has a real object.
这个信心必须有对象。
This faith must have an object.
圣经里头所说的信心就是以神作为对象的。
The faith spoken by the Bible has God as its object.
所以在第十二节说，
So in verse 12 it says,
他说我知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I have believed.
不是，这里不是说我信的是什么。
He didn't say, I believe in what.
是一个谁。
He said who.
这个是有很大区别。
There's a big difference.
我们是信神。
We believe in God.
不是信神给我们一些好处。
We don't believe in what God gives to us.
所以这个就是信心的对象。
So this is the object of our faith.
如果你的信心的对象是在神的上面。
If the object of your faith is on God,
是在神的话语的应许上面，
which is on the promises which is found in the Word of God,
那这个信心呢，就是一个真正的信心。
Then this faith is a genuine faith.
在旧约提到亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, it talks of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是一个很伟大一个人。
Abraham is a great person.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就以他为义。
Abraham believed in God and God justified him.
神跟他说的话他相信。
When God spoke to him, he believed in God's word.
虽然他没有看见。
Even though he has not seen God.
靠着他的力量他也达不到这个程度。
And even according to his own strength, he cannot obtain it.
He's great.
Come to this level.
但是他相信。
But he believes.
神，你是又真又活的神。
You are a real and living God.
你说的一定要成就的。
What you said will come to pass.
就这样他才相信。
And this is how he believes.
所以他不是相信别的。
So he does not believe in other things.
不是相信一些事情。
He does not believe in the circumstances.
那是相信神和他所说的话。
But he believes in the word of the Lord.
所以呢，这个信心呢，这对象呢是神。
So the object of our faith is God.
那么信心如果不是神的话，
But if the object of our faith is God,
如果你是信心信你自己，
If you believe in yourself,
有些人是自信心，自己相信自己，非常这个很坚决的。
Some people are very self-will and believe in themselves.
啊，觉得我做这个事情我有信心。
And they'll say, I do this and I believe I can do it.
但是不是圣经所说的信心。
But this is not the faith spoken in the Bible.
信心的对象不是自己。
The object of our faith is not ourselves.
而且信心的对象也不是感觉。
And the object of our faith is not feelings.
好像有时候我觉得，哎，我感觉到我这个事情有把握。
Sometimes we feel that we have this confidence.
那我就有信心。
And then you say, I have faith.
不是的。
This is not true.
圣经里头所说的信心的对象不是感觉。
The faith spoken in the Bible, the object is not feeling.
乃是信神。
But it is to believe in God.
在有一个服侍主的弟兄。
There was a brother who served the Lord.
他有讲到他有两次的经历。
He spoke of two of his experiences.
两次非常好的经历。
Two very good experiences.
他说有一次的话，他在聚会在讲道以前，他在一个小房间祷告。
Once he was preparing and praying before a meeting.
突然之间，房间里头非常光亮。
Suddenly the room was very bright.
而且还看到一个全身发光的一个人站在那个地方。
And he saw a person glowing.
他就觉得里头感觉非常好。
And so he felt very good.
是，在他讲到的时候，他也觉得很有主的同在。
And while he was preaching, he felt the Lord was with him.
但是以后再没有这样的情形。
But after that, it didn't happen again.
那么还有一次呢？
And another time,
他在坐在台上准备要讲道的时候，
He was preparing once again for the message.
突然之间脑子里头有一个数目是出现。
And suddenly in his mind a figure number appeared.
57. 一直有个57这个数字在他的脑子里头。
And this number kept staying in his mind.
他也不知道什么原因。
And he doesn't know why.
等到他讲到传福音完了以后，在当天就有57个人决志信主。
And afterwards, after he finished preaching the gospel, 57 people received the Lord.
他觉得，哎呀，真是主把这样的感觉，给了我。
And he felt that this feeling was given by the Lord.
但是以后，他在希望这样的一个情形再出现，就再也没有了。But
he was hoping that this might happen again, but it did not.
所以这两次经历都是只有一次，这出现过一次，以后他再要，再希望得到，就再没有了。So
these two experiences both occurred once, and even though he wanted it to happen again, it did not.
后来他才认识到。
And afterwards, he recognized.
他说这是仇敌给他一种假的现象。
This is a fake phenomenon given by the enemy.
就是他就意识到，他就认识到，这是仇敌要引诱他离开这个信心的这样一个地位，来去靠感觉。
And he recognized that this is the attack of the enemy leading him away from believing in faith rather to believe in feelings.
如果他每次讲到服事都要靠里头有没有这样的感觉的话，那他就不是信心了。And
if every time he preached the gospel he relies on his feelings, then this is not faith.
所以信心呢，不是靠，不是凭感觉的。
So faith is not feeling.
当神也会给我们有感觉。
But of course, sometimes God does give us feeling.
当你祷告的时候，
when you pray,
当你服侍的时候，
when you serve,
当你跟人有来往的时候，
when you meet with other people,
有时候你是会有这种很好的感觉。
Sometimes you will have this very warm feeling.
但是神不要你靠这个感觉。
But the Lord does not want you to rely upon this.
可以有感觉,
you can have feelings.
但是你不要依靠这个感觉,
but you should not rely on them.
我们信心的对象乃是神,
the object of our faith.
乃是他所应许给我们的话,
and the promise which he has given to us through his words.
而且信心的对象也不是环境,
and the object of our faith is not situation and circumstances.
有时候我们就会用环境 好跟不好来说，是不是神的意思就是这样？
Sometimes we evaluate God's will by looking at the situation whether it's good or not.
有的时候我们想要做件事情，
sometimes when we want to do something,
我们就要寻求到底神的意思怎么样？
We will seek God's will.
有的时候我们觉得，哎，好像神的给我预备的环境很顺利。
And sometimes we will feel that God has prepared all the right circumstances.
那这样我就认为这就是神的意思。
And therefore I will feel this is God's will.
那么这样的话，我里面就有信心。
And therefore I have faith in God.
但是圣经所说的信心， 不是看环境，
but Facebook and the Bible does not speak of relying on circumstances.
我们看到在希伯来书里头11章，
we know that in Hebrews chapter 11
里面提到很多信心的见证人，
it speaks of a lot of the testimony of the people of faith.
除了有一些是有名字的以外，
other than those who are famous,
还有一些呢是没有名字的。
There are also those who are unnamed.
这些没有名字的这些见证人，
the unnamed testimonies.
有一些呢，说到他们靠因着信心打败了列国。
Sometimes it speaks that by faith they have defeated nations.
有的人说他因着信心能够经过火而不受伤害。
And some of them by faith they have passed through fire and have not been hurt.
这个是信心。
This is faith.
那么但是后面又提到，
but later on it also speaks of
有些人因着信心他能够忍受所给他的苦难。
Some people by faith are able to withstand the sufferings,
甚至被杀掉，
and even to the point of death,
甚至被这个狮子吃掉，
even to be devoured by lions.
这也是信心。
This is also faith.
所以信心给我们看到，
so faith causes us to see,
可以叫我们能够胜过 周围的艰难，
that we can triumph over our outside circumstances.
但是信心也给我们看到，
but faith also causes us to see,
叫我们在困难中间， 我们能够忍受所遇到的困难，
that in difficulties we'll be able to triumph over these difficulties.
好像有时候你似乎觉得忍受这个艰难的信心要更加难一些。
Sometimes we will feel that the faith to endure suffering is harder.
所以我们就是要在有个真正的信心。
So we need to have this genuine faith.
不但是看见神在凡事上带领我们， 给我们有平安， 给我们顺利。
Not only do we rely on the Lord for peace and also for goodwill,
但是我们也看到, 我们也应该信心能够忍受这些所遇到的难处。
But we also have to see that by faith we will be able to endure difficult circumstances.
当我们的病能够得到医治,
when our sickness is healed,
我们感谢神,
we praise the Lord.
就是我们的病得不到医治,
but when our sickness is not healed,
尤其弟兄姊妹长期受病的折磨,
many brothers and sisters are suffering under the sickness.
但是他们还有信心,
but yet they still have faith.
他们能够忍受这些所处的环境。
They are able to endure these tough circumstances.
所以我们对神的, 同在,
so, about the Lord's presence,
我们觉得神的同在的时候, 我们要有信心。
We also need your faith.
就觉得你似乎觉得神不在你, 好像不跟你在一起的时候, 你还在应个信心, 相信神是存在的。
So when you feel that the Lord is not with you, by faith you still believe that He is with you.
相信神仍然是看顾你的。
Believe that the Lord is watching over you.
所以信心不是看环境。
So faith does not depend on circumstances.
乃是神。
But it is on God.
我们在我们的圣徒诗歌里头,
In our hymn book,
有一首诗歌, 494首。
There's a hymn 498.
我们可以一起看一看。
494这494首这个作者是一个弟兄 The hymn writer is a brother
他叫做
His name is Horatio Spafford
这个Spafford这个弟兄
Brother Spafford
他是写了这个诗歌的词
He wrote the lyrics of this hymn
他有一次收到一封电报
Once he received a telegram
上面只有两个字
And on the telegram there were two words
被救起来 Save alone
Save alone
被救起来
Save alone
单单他被救起来
Only he was saved alone
他就没有再有别的事
And there were no other matters.
他就知道这封电报是他的妻子打来的。
And he knew that this telegram was from his wife.
因为他的妻子带了他四个孩子一起坐船要渡过大西洋。
Because his wife took along the four children to cross the Atlantic.
但是现在收到这个电报,
But after receiving this telegram,
他知道他的单单是他妻子被救起来了。
He now knows that only his wife was saved.
他四个孩子都在这次的, 船难中间, 这四户当中, 这个, 呃, 遇难,
And he knows that his four children has perished in this disaster.
在他极其的痛苦当中,
And amidst his suffering,
感谢神,
we thank the Lord.
神的恩典托住了他。
God's grace sustained him.
所以他就从他心灵的悲伤的心灵的深处写出这首诗歌。
And from his sorrowful heart, he wrote this hymn.
这个说, 平安如水流, 正一路地随着我。
When peace like a river attendeth my way.
第二个呢, 忧虑如怒涛似横涌。
When sorrows like sea billows roll.
这是两个不同的。 他所经过的
These are two contrasting
当平安一路随着他的时候
When peace is like a river attending him
或者当这个忧愁这个痛苦也是像个海浪一样的来袭击他的时候
And when sorrows and pain like sea billows assault him
但是他下面说不管是怎么个 遭遇，他已经主已经叫他能够说得出来。
But whatever my Lord thou has taught me to say.
说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说我的魂当安息无所控。
It is well with my soul.
他说这些事情都对我的魂是很好的。
He says all these circumstances to my soul is very well.
所以不管是平安也好。
So whether it is peace.
不管是忧愁也好
or sorrowful.
不管是什么事情遇到临到他。
Whatever circumstance he encounters,
主都给他力量，叫他能够说一切对他都是好的。
God gives him the strength to say everything is well.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
我们这一生当中不是都是很顺利的。
It's not always nice.
当然你们青年弟兄姊妹，可能从你生下来到现在，你没有什么忧虑，也没有什么很大的难处。
Of course, for young brothers and sisters, you probably haven't encountered any really difficult circumstances.
你要吃就有吃，你要穿就有穿，你要读书就可以读书。
If you want food, you have food. If you want clothes, you have clothes. If you want an education, you can go to school.
但是随着你慢慢大了以后啊
，But after you grow up,
可能你就会发现。有些难处是你年轻的时候所没有想到过的。
You discover there are difficulties that you never experienced in your youth.
怎么办呢
？What do you do?
信心
，faith，
真正的信心
，genuine，
相信神
，to believe，
依靠神
，rely on God。
不管在什么境遇当中
，whatever circumstances，
都能够像我们弟兄这么所说的
，you may say as our brother says，
这一切对我都是好的。
It is well with my soul。
这是我们看到真正的信心第一个内容。
And here we see the first point about faith.
第二个呢，信心的来源。
The second point is the source of faith.
信心从哪来的
？Where does faith come from?
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
信心是神所赐给我们的。
Faith is given by God.
在以弗所书第二章第八节说
，In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8,
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
You are saved by grace and faith.
这并不是出于自己
it's not of yourself,
但是神所赐的
but it's given by God.
所以这个信心呢是从神来的
so this faith is from God.
跟人的信心是不一样的
and it's different from man's faith.
因为我们每个人生下来也都有信心
more of us who are born have a faith.
我们相信我们坐这架飞机就可以从温哥华飞到纽约
We believe that if we take this particular plane, we'll fly from Vancouver to New York.
我们一点也没有怀也不用怀疑。
And we will not doubt.
那么我想开车。
And if I want to drive,
我就想这个一打火以后，这车就能走。
If I turn the key, I believe that the car will.
我要到什么地方去，我相信就可以到。
And if I want to go to a particular place, I believe I can go to a particular place.
这是我们一般生活中的信心。
And this is the typical faith we have in our daily life.
当我们相信这可以做得到。
We believe we can accomplish things.
但是这不是圣经所说的信心。
But this is not the faith the Bible speaks of.
因为人的信心啊，你说这个一定是可以。但是有的时候呢，也不一定能够实现。
Because the faith of man says you can, but sometimes you can't.
你一打火不一定每个车都能着的。
When you turn the key, it doesn't mean 100% that the car runs.
你坐飞机要到某个地方，不一定都能够到的。
If you take a particular flight, you might not end up in the right destination.
这是我们天然的信心。
This is our natural faith.
但是圣经的信心呢，就说是神给我们的。
But the faith spoken in the Bible says God gives faith to us.
这个信心不是因着我们看见什么神迹奇事才能够得到的。
This faith is not dependent on us seeing a miracle or some fancy things.
乃是神把这样的信心来赐给我们。
But it's God who gives us this faith.
第三个呢，信心的目的。
The third point, the goal of faith.
那为什么要有这样的信心呢？
Why do we have this faith?
希伯来书告诉我们
，Hebrew tells us,
人非有信就不能讨神的喜悦。
If man does not have faith, he cannot please God.
真正的信心是能够讨神的喜悦。
A real faith can please God.
所以这个就是我们就是。为了要讨神的喜悦，我们必须操练自己的信心。
So to please God, we have to build up our faith.
神把信心赐给我们
，God gives us His faith，
就叫我们呢能够来讨他的喜悦。
To cause to please Him.
有一个传道人
，There is a preacher.
他常常有机会出去外面这个服事传福音。
He has many opportunities to.
所以他每次在外头的时候呢，他就想我要回去的时候要带点小小的礼物给我的孩子。
So every time when he goes out on a trip, he will think, what should I get for my little son?
所以他每次回来的时候呢，都把这个买一点很简单的礼物带给他的孩子。
So each time when he returns from his trip, he'll buy a little small gift for his son.
所以他就把这个礼物呢藏在这个行李里头。
And so he will hide the gift in the luggage.
那么这个孩子看他回来以后，他们就翻他的箱子去找出那个礼物，都非常高兴。
And when the father returns, the son will dig into the luggage and find the gift, and the son will be very happy.
And 每次都是这样。
And every time is like this.
好像以后他就发现。
And afterward, he discovered.
当他从外面回到家的时候啊
，when he returned from a trip,
小孩都不太管他了。
The kid does not care about him.
马上就冲到行李箱的里头去找有什么礼物给他。
The kid will rush to luggage to discover the gift his father had for him.
所以以后他妈妈就要跟这几个孩子说。
So the mother said to the child,
你们应该有点对你爸爸有点心啊。
You guys should love your father.
你不要光顾到礼物啊，没有顾到给你礼物的爸爸。
You shouldn't focus on the gift, but your father, the giver.
那我们的信心是为了什么目的呢？
So what is the purpose of our faith?
我们要讨神的喜悦。
We want to please God.
神是最喜欢什么呢？
What is God pleased by?
神不是单单喜欢我们得到他给我们的祝福，给我们得到他要给我们的恩赐。
Not only is pleased by when we obtain His blessing and gifts.
神喜欢我们能够来要他的自己。
But God is pleased when we want Him, want He Himself.
最叫神心里面欢喜的
what caused God to be most pleased?
就是我们要神的自己。
Is when we want the Lord Himself.
就像这个小孩的妈妈一样的。
Just like the mother of a child.
这个小孩的妈妈很希望他的小孩要他的爸爸，而不是单单要这点礼物。
The mother is delights when the son wants the father and not the gifts.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们有的时候会不会也是这样呢
？Are we like this sometimes?
我们是要神的祝福
，We just want God's blessing.
但是我们把这位祝福给我们的神，我们把它放在一边了。
But we forget this God which gives us the blessing.
这个就不是信心了。
This is not faith.
这就是你信的不是神。而是信一些别的东西。
You have not believed in God, but you believe in other things.
所以我们看见这个是保罗在这里告诉提摩太要用真正的信心。
So Paul tells Timothy to use this genuine faith.
真正的信心就是要为耶稣做见证。
This genuine faith will testify for the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，这个信心怎么来呢？跟神的话有很大的关系。
So where does this faith come from? It has a big connection with the Word of God.
所以这保罗又提醒提摩太。
So Paul reminds Timothy.
他说你第十三节所说的。
Verse 13 it says.
他说你从我听见了这些话语的规模，要用在基督里的信心和爱心，能够常常守住。
Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
我们用什么来为耶稣做见证？
What do we use to testify for the Lord?
我们的信心怎么去运用呢？
How do we use our faith?
我们就是要用神的话
为the word of God
耶稣做见证。
To testify for the Lord.
所以这个地方有一个是纯正话语的规模。
So here it speaks of a pattern of sound words.
这个地方规模就是个 pattern。
It's a pattern.
好像是一个标准一样的一个 standard.
It's like a standard.
每一样外头我们听见的教训对跟不对，都用这个 pattern 来量量。
Every thing we hear, all the doctrines we measure up against this pattern or this standard.
所以信心是从神的话，根据神的话的。
So faith is according to the word of God.
如果你离开了神的话，
if you have left the word of God,
这个就不是真正的信心。
This is not a real faith.
所以呢，保罗要提摩太要用这样一个神的话语作为一个 pattern 来衡量你所传的或者别人所传的。
So Paul reminds Timothy to measure what he says to the standard of sound words.
如果你不能够分辨对的更是错的。
if you cannot distinguish what is right and wrong,
你就不能把真正的福音能够告诉别人。
You cannot preach the real gospel.
所以我们很感谢神，神把这本圣经来赐给我们。
So we thank the Lord for giving us this Bible.
要叫我们用信心跟爱心常常守住。
That will keep this in love and faith.
信心就是说神的话是真实的。
Faith is to say that the word of God is real.
神的话是可靠的。
The word of God is dependable.
我们用信心来跟所听到的神的话来调和。
We use the faith of God to mix with the word of God.
就是我们信主的年龄长了以后啊。
After we believed in God for a while,
我们又会有一个危险。
There is a danger.
听的很多。
That we have heard a lot,
做的很少
and do very little,
以为我什么都懂了
believe that you already know everything,
但是没有把所听到的能够来实行出来
but you were not able to manifest that which you heard,
所以要用信心来与所听到的调和起来
so you need to mix the faith with that which you heard,
接受进来
and receive it,
而且能够把它消化
And to be able to digest,
能够消化。那这样的话呢，你吃下去的东西呢，就能够成为你生命的力量。
And in this way, what you have received will be able to strengthen you.
还用爱心。
And also to use love.
就是因为你为什么愿意来遵行神的命令呢？
Why do you obey God's commandments?
因为你爱神
Because you love God.
你爱这个人的话，你就会听他的话。
If you love this person, you will listen to them.
如果你不爱这个人，他讲的话你不会听的。
If you don't like this person, you won't listen to what they have to say.
那我们因为爱神
Because you love God.
我们就爱他的话。
We also love His
我们就愿意听他的话。
And we are willing to listen to His
我们就愿意来行他的话。
And we are willing to do His word.
所以保罗说，你要用信心和爱心常常守住。
So Paul says you need to keep the word in love and faith.
是要把它给抓住，牢牢的抓住。
That you will hold on to it tightly.
这个就是说，那另外呢，底下也说呢，从前所交付你的善道，你要靠着住在我们里面的圣灵，牢牢的守住。
It says that good things which was committed to you keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
一个是我们里面的信心跟爱心来常常守住。
On one aspect we keep by love and faith.
但是我们有的时候我们的力量还是有限。
But our strength is limited.
所以还有一个住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守住。
So there is the Holy Spirit who dwells in us who helps us keep this faith.
弟兄姊妹。你里面，我里面都有圣灵在我们里面。
In you and me, there is a Holy Spirit.
圣灵要赐给我们力量，叫我们能够守住神的话。
The Holy Spirit gives us strength to keep the word of God.
所以这两方面，如果我们这样的来看重神的话，这些神的话对我们就有很大的益处。
So when we look upon the word of God according to these two aspects, the word of God is very beneficial to us.
所以今天不是说我们在要听什么新奇的道理。
So we don't come to hear some new message.
我们乃是能够把这些听到的，我们能够来实行出来。
But rather we want to do what we hear.
不然的话，这些道理对我们都是没有用的。
Or else, all these doctrines would be useless to us.
保罗在这里也提到，这个信心是神所给的。
Paul also says that faith is given by God.
但是还要把它挑旺起来。
But it has to be stirred up.
所以在第六节说到。
So in verse 6 it says.
他说：“为此我提醒你，使你将神借我手所按手所给你的恩赐，再如火挑旺起来。”
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
神把恩赐赐给每个人。
God has given a gift to everybody.
这个恩赐乃是要为耶稣做见证。
And this gift is to testify for the Lord.
你要想服侍神
If you want to serve the Lord,
你一定要有恩赐。
You need to have gift.
恩赐就是服侍神的一个本这个能力。
That's the ability to serve the Lord.
所以在这里说呢，神已经把恩赐都赐给每一个人。
So it says that God has given a gift to everyone.
没有人可以说 我想侍奉神，但是神没有给我恩赐，我就不会侍奉神。
No one can say that they cannot serve the Lord because the Lord has not given them a gift.
恩赐有大有小。
There are small gifts and big and little gifts.
或者有多一点，或者有少一点。
Sometimes there are many and sometimes there are few.
但是没有一个人说神没有给我恩赐。
But no one can say that the Lord has not given them a gift.
虽然是很少一点点，
even though it may be very small,
但是神还希望我们能够用上这恩赐。
But the Lord wants us to use this gift.
那眺望的意思，
to stir up,
就是呢，来用这恩赐，
as to use this gift,
能够增加这个恩赐，
to increase this gift.
这就是保罗跟提摩太所说的。
And this is what Paul said to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太说，
Paul said to Timothy.
神已经把恩赐给你了。
God has already given you this gift.
你要有信心。
You have to use your faith.
你不要这个有个胆怯的心。
Don't have a spirit of timidity.
什么叫做胆怯的心呢？
What is timidity?
哎，这就说到他做事情的时候啊，是很。
When he do things, he is very fearful.
好像像一个奴仆一样的。
Like a.
哎，就是他害怕做错了以后，主人要责打他，要骂他，要打他。
He is afraid that when he does something wrong, that the master will punish him.
这个就是不是圣经里所说的，要我们有这样一个惧怕的心。
And the Bible does not speak of that we need to have this fearful spirit.
哎，马太福音25章。主耶稣讲到有三个仆人。
Matthew chapter 25 speaks of three servants.
每个仆人都给他们一点的钱。
Each servant received a few talents.
让他们去做买卖。
To do business.
等到他回来的时候。
And when the master returns.
领五千的，领两千的，都跟主人说：“你给我的银子，我已经做了买卖，也挣回来同样的钱。”
For the servants which received 5 talents and 2 talents, they were able to.Double their capital.
但是一个拿到1000两银子的那个
But the servant which received only 1 talent,
他说我的银子，你的给我的银子还在这个地方。
The talent which you have given me is still here.
我用我的手帕把它包起来，我埋在地里了。
I have hidden it in the earth.
他说我因为我怕。
Because I'm afraid.
他怕的这个钱如果做了少了怎么办？
What happens if I lose out on my business?
主人就责备他。
And the master rebuked him.
这个又懒又恶的仆人。
You lazy and wicked servant.
他因为他是一个胆怯，他怕主人的责备。
Because he is afraid of the master's rebuke.
他不是去用神给他的这个主人给他的钱。
He did not use the time which.The master gave him.
他不是用这些钱去增加更多的钱给主人。
He did not use the talent to earn more talent to give to the Lord.
这个就是一个胆怯的灵。
And this is a spirit of timidity.
神不要我们有这个胆，不要有这个胆怯的灵。
God does not want us to have a spirit of.
所以有时候你请弟兄姊妹来服侍，来做点事情的时候。
And so sometimes when you invite brothers and sisters to serve,
有些说那我没有啊，那我也不能做啊，我这个也不行，那个也不行啊。
They will say to you, "Oh, I can't do this. Oh, I can't do that."
那如果你一直是这样的，把银子埋在地里啊，那你要受到主的责备。
And if you continue to hide that talent, you receive, the Lord will rebuke you.
所以神要把我们的叫我们把恩赐能够眺望起来。
So the Lord wants us to stir up His gift in us.
因为这个胆怯的心。胆怯的灵不是神所给的。
Because the spirit of timidity is not from the Lord.
神给我们的是刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。
Rather, is the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind.
刚强就是说有力量、有能力，能够面对所遇到的难处。
Power that is to say that you have the ability and the strength.
这个爱就是说叫我们能够在困难中间还能够。面对还能够忍受过来。
And love that to see in difficult circumstances you are able to endure.
为了爱的缘故, 愿意经历一切的艰难,
that for love's sake you are willing to suffer.
谨守乃是说我们在服事中间谦卑,
and the sound mind speaks of being humble.
那么这样的话呢, 这个是神所给的,
and this is what the Lord has given us.
神给我们的是刚强仁爱谨守的灵,
a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind.
所以这是保罗在第一章里头讲到劝勉提摩太。
And so this is what Paul has reminded Timothy in chapter 1.
这个保罗知道他自己的年日不多了。
And Paul knows that he does not have many days left.
他也在监里也再不能够做什么了。
And he is in prison and he cannot work for the Lord.
所以他就要把为耶稣做见证这个使命交托给提摩太。
So he has to give this responsibility of testimony to Timothy.
忠心神给他的托付。
To keep what the Lord has committed to him.
今天对我们说,
to us today,
我们也需要神这个挑旺我们里面的恩赐。
We also need the Lord to stir up the gift in us.
谦卑的, 尽到自己的责任来服侍。
To humbly fulfill our responsibility.
但愿我们在新的这一年开始的时候,
and in this new year,
我们能够好好一同来追求。
Let us follow the Lord.
一同来往前,
To go forward.
每个人都像提摩太一样的,
May each one of us be like Timothy.
都能够为耶稣做见证,
to testify.
我们交通就停在这里,
this is the end of our sharing.
我们一同低头祷告,
let's bow our head and pray.
主愿你自己把这些宝贵的话再说在我们每个人心里。
Lord, may you speak to us these precious words to our hearts.
我们需要你给我们一个真正的信心。
Lord, we need this genuine faith.
也求主借着你的大能来叫我们能够保守住这个真正的信心。
And Lord, according to your power, we ask you to help us to keep this faith.
叫我们跟你的关系更亲密。
That we will have a closer relationship with you.
我们单单要你的自己。
Lord, we want you alone.
求你祝福每位弟兄姊妹。
May you bless each one of us.
与我们同在。
To and be with us.
我们这样祷告，奉你自己的圣名。
We pray in your very own name.
Amen.